Preface. Alchemy is the universal process of the cosmos, continually renewing and reorganizing in response to a grand celestial design being projected upon it from a higher universal reality. The source of this higher reality is the most fundamental underlying abstract of nature, which some may call God, but which I choose to call the cosmic consciousness. All living beings possessing a degree of self-awareness have the innate ability to tune their minds to this universal alchemical process, to quicken their own evolution and transform themselves to a higher level of existence. What I attempt with this book is to expand the boundaries of human understanding of the most profound phenomenon of human existence, which is the innate capacity of the human mind to develop a direct experience of the universal intelligence latent within nature, out of which manifests all life forms of existence and literally transform itself. This book explains an ancient alchemical philosophy in a new modern form. This philosophy is based on the teleological premise that there is a higher purpose to the grand order of the cosmos within which alchemy is playing a key role in leading all things to an ultimate final design. The human soul holds a very special position in the realization of that final design. Through alchemy, the spiritual mission and divine purpose of the human soul is revealed. Each time the language development of a civilization evolves, due to a revolution in mathematics, physics, music, philosophy, poetry, art, and other fields of human understanding, there is an opportunity for others who are consciously endeavoring upon the alchemical process to build upon and transform the ideas of those who came before them to a more evolved explanation of our ultimate reality. The alchemy presented to you in this book is the alchemy of the human being. It is not the alchemy of physical substances. Alchemy has a very broad and rich history and is the origin of many of humanity's greatest inspirations, philosophies, and fields of study. The European alchemy of medieval history was a cryptographic language encoded with instructions for the alchemical transformation of the human being. This was done to protect alchemists from religious persecution. It was by secondary effect that medieval alchemy compelled the rise of modern chemistry. Alchemy's primary goal has always been spiritual. Until now, the primary focus of my alchemical study has not been in the academic research on the history of alchemy, the translation of its cryptographic code, or the study of other people's theories of alchemy. The primary focus of my study has been a lifetime pursuit to directly experience and undergo the transformation process made possible by alchemy. This book is the literary result of that pursuit. To correctly decode any alchemical cryptography, you must first process either a cipher or your own direct experience of the universal alchemical process. I was initially very reluctant to write this book, as a book can easily be used to indoctrinate and control others. The purpose of this book is not to indoctrinate people into yet another philosophy or religion, but to do just the opposite. The purpose of this book is to share a process of human liberation where people are no longer bound to any faith, belief system, or system of sociological control, but where each person is free to think, explore, and function as an independent investigator of the mysteries of the universe. Wherever a person begins the alchemical process, the process is entered upon through the imperfect ideas, concepts, and conclusions others have of the nature of the God in the universe. If the alchemist places all his or her faith in such worldly institutions, the alchemical process itself will eventually challenge the alchemist's faith, not to lose the alchemist, but to properly orient the alchemist into a direct relationship with the universe itself, rather than through the imperfect and illusionary mediums of humanity. The research of others in the fields of psychology, quantum physics, anthropology, neurology, mythology, religion, and many other fields provides the language development to make writing a book such as this possible. Alchemy is a living philosophy. We all contribute to its understanding. No one person will ever be the final authority of its great mystery. The universe makes alchemy available to all human beings and requires no special intercession of select human beings on behalf of other human beings. Human beings do not make alchemy accessible to one another. Human beings only assist other human beings in recognizing the path which the universe has always provided. This book is my interpretation of my experience of the great mystery. I wrote this book to assist others who may be endeavoring upon the universal alchemical process. It is important to realize, however, that we all interpret our experiences based on our own level of consciousness and our own level of learning, which has no limit. For this reason, there will always be others in the future who achieve a deeper and more profound understanding of the most fundamental reality of the universe and its alchemical process. Although this book is long, I know of no other book currently in existence which explains the alchemical process so plainly and succinctly. This book was written in a format which conveys the alchemical information in a very concise, sequential, and logical format, and is intended for those who are serious in their study of alchemy. Someone who is serious desires to receive the information absent of fillers, feel-good stories, or non-essential phrases. This book contains densely interconnected information. When explaining a subject containing many interrelated principles, it is best to be as concise as possible. In my own research throughout my life, I have come across and studied many books claiming to have, but most often did not have, any actionable information regarding the process of spiritual transformation. I chose to write a book I would have wanted to read myself when I first began my alchemical journey. A philosophical school I attended from the ages of 16 to 25 proclaimed to have a book in its library which offered the roadmaps of the grand alchemical work, but it was in a language I could not read. I waited for many years for the opportunity to study from this book. When it was finally translated, I was very disappointed with the lack of detail, practical guidance, and actionable information. The book was mostly just a series of short stories and metaphors. This book you are reading now is my answer to the calling for a book which truly provides the reader with a real-world, actionable roadmap to the alchemical work of the legendary Three Mountains, spoken of in Hermetic folklore. The Three Mountains are very real. The logical sequence of this book is to first, in Chapter 1, The Valley of the Gods, paint the landscape of our relationship with the universe and how we all fit within it, so we know where we're standing from relative to the alchemical work. In Chapter 2, Journey to the Mountains, I provide a summary outline of the principles of the alchemical work. By the end of Chapter 2, we know both our current standing in the universe and the philosophical principles involved in accomplishing the work. In Chapter 3, Mount Sophia, I take the reader through the process of the first mountain, where we move into a direct apprenticeship with the universal alchemical process. In Chapter 3, I provide practical explanations with real-life practices on how to implement the work. In Chapter 3, I share with the reader the grand key to the alchemical transformation practice, which has been missing from the teachings of countless teachers of the alchemical arts, lost soon after the oral tradition began thousands of years ago. In Chapter 4, Mount Kabbalah, I take the reader through the process of the second mountain, where we deconstruct the compensating mechanisms of the human ego and the adaptive instincts of our animal nature, which prevent the authentic self within us from integrating into a cohesive, individuated whole. By going through this deconstruction process, we are at the same time allowing a fragmented self to self-assemble into an individuated self, which, when achieved, liberates our true authentic nature. Finally, in a four-part series, I take the reader through the alchemical process of the third mountain known as Mount Magia, where we harmonize our individuated self with the cosmic consciousness, the cosmic mind, and creation, thereby accomplishing the great work. This four-part series includes chapters 5, Mount Magia, 6, The Third Sanctum, 7, Fellowship of the Logos, 8, Symphony of the Echelons. Beyond Chapter 8, the book's conclusion, is a procession of short writings and imagery called Echoes of the Beloved.